From the Loxley Banks Broadcast Center, I'm April Cummings. A former HSA doctor is standing trial facing a single allegation of manslaughter by omission. Paul Anthony Tigonides is alleged to have caused the death of Travis Alexander Ebanks in 2024. The crown opened today, and the jury heard that Mr. Ebanks was shot by two unknown persons in West Bay in the early hours of January 21st. A short while later, he was taken by emergency crews to the Anthony Eden Hospital in Georgetown for treatment. Dr. Paul Tigonides was the senior trauma surgeon working at the hospital that night and the doctor leading his medical care. The Crown alleges the doctor incorrectly placed an assisted breathing tube into Mr. Ebanks' stomach instead of his windpipe. Now, the Crown says Mr. Ebanks' death was not caused by the act itself, but due to the doctor's failure to realize what he'd done and negligence by not correcting the issue. The court heard concerns first arose just after Mr. Ebanks was pronounced dead. The Crown said when EMS responded to the location, Mr. Ebanks was conscious and talking and even pleading with EMS personnel. He arrived at the hospital around 4:45 a.m. By 5:14, he was pronounced dead. Now, the Crown says the case is concerned with what took place in that 35-minute window. The trial continues tomorrow.
This is a significant breakdown in the accountability process.
In April, Auditor General Patrick Smith issued a report called Summary of Outstanding OAG and PAC Recommendations, an overview of the status of government minutes responding to PAC reports and outstanding recommendations. Starting tomorrow, the Public Accounts Committee will spend 2 days reviewing and discussing that report. As of March, Mr. Smith told Radio KMAM there were 249 outstanding recommendations.
Many of the outstanding recommendations identify significant improvements are needed to support information for decision-making, improve transparency, and to demonstrate value for money. For example, major improvements are needed in the government's budgeting framework, use of resources, and how it measures and reports performance. Addressing the outstanding recommendations will lead to more efficient and effective public services, resulting in improved outcomes for Caymanians, residents, and visitors.
PAC Chair Mr. Roy McTaggart says there were also 8 government minutes outstanding.
During the 2-day hearing, the committee will hear from relevant public officials as it examines the findings of the Auditor General's report and the progress made in addressing outstanding recommendations.
You'll be able to listen live on our sister station, Breeze 105.3, starting at 10 a.m. So, it's a no for a developer looking to redesignate land for public purposes. Radio KMAN's Carsley Fuller reports.
On August 19th, the Central Planning Authority considered an application from High Rock 67 to modify planning permission for an approved subdivision to, quote, redesignate the land for public purposes as a road parcel and create 3 additional residential lots where the LPP was located. In its comments, the Department of Environment said the site contains primary habitat, namely seasonally flooded mangrove forests and woodland, and was located over the East End freshwater lens, which had, quote, experienced edge effects since the subdivision road had been created, adding that the department would not support the redesignation of the land for public purpose and recommending that the CPA refuse the application. In addition, the planning department added a subdivision with this many parcels should, quote, have a designated area suitable for active or passive recreation, and the designation of the road as LPP is, quote, not conducive to recreational activities. And the CPA agreed, resolving to stick with the original planning permission. In its decision, the authority said relocating the approved land for public purposes designation to the subdivision road is, quote, not consistent with provisions under the regulations. Reporting for Radio KMAN News, I'm Carsley Fuller.
You can read the full summary at planning.ky. The Attorney General will be leaving his role in August 2027 after acting as the island's principal legal advisor since 2003. Her Excellency Governor Jane Owen tells Radio KMAN the Honorable Sam Bulgin's contribution to the Cayman Islands has been exceptional and enduring.
The Honourable Samuel Bulgin's standing as the longest-serving Attorney General across the overseas territories reflects the deep trust he has earned from government and the people of these islands. The Attorney General's role is a vital component of Cayman's democratic governance and integrity. The Judicial and Legal Services Commission will lead a rigorous and transparent process to identify a new Attorney General, providing time to ensure a smooth transition in mid 2027.
Mr. Bulgin is a member of the Grand Court Rules Committee, the Insolvency Rules Committee, National Security Council, and the Advisory Committee. He also served twice as chairman of the Caribbean Financial Action Task Force. You're listening to Radio Cayman's Evening News. Three young Caymanian hospitality professionals are heading to the world stage after taking top honors at this year's regional finals held right here at home. Radio Cayman's Josh Cottrell has more.
Bradley McLaughlin, Gabby Christian, and Julius Parsons are the Cayman Islands 2026 Young Chef, Young Waiter, and Young Mixologist champions. McLaughlin of Anchor and Apron Private Catering took the Young Chef title. Gabby Christian, formerly of Bella Trattoria, won Young Waiter, and Julius Parsons of the Kempton Seafire Resort and Spa was crowned Young Mixologist. Nine finalists from restaurants, hotel, and hospitality businesses across the island competed at the regional final on Wednesday at the 2nd of September at the Pom Pom Rooftop at Hotel Indigo Grand Cayman. An international judging panel scored them on technical skill, creativity, sustainability, communication, adaptability, and professionalism. The finalists also had to work as one team, delivering a live VIP reception and a three-course lunch covering food, drink, and front-of-house service. The winners were announced that evening at Hotel Indigo's Azure Ballroom. All three will now represent the Cayman Islands at the World Finals in March of next year. The Ministry of Planning, Lands, Agriculture, Housing and Infrastructure was presenting partner. The ministry's sponsorship tied the competition to the Cayman Islands Food and Nutrition Security Policy. Competitors were given a curated chef's larder of locally grown produce and Cayman agro products, putting farmers and producers directly in the front of people cooking and serving. For Radio Cayman's News, I am Josh Cottrell.
Six other finalists also competed. They are Chris Mason and Renee Mosley in the Young Chef category, Rachani Cornwall and David Ansel for Young Waiter, and Deandra Ramirez and Joseph Roberto for Young Mixologist. Young people in Cayman are being invited to spend 2 days working out what technology means for their future. The Youth Services Unit holds its fourth annual Youth Empowerment Symposium on the 21st and 22nd of September at the Marriott Resort under the theme Innovate to Elevate. Students between the ages of 12 and 17 from both public and private schools will take part in a daytime conference covering artificial intelligence in education, coding, as well as technology-driven careers. There is also a separate free evening session on the 21st. For people aged 18 to 30. That will run from 6 to 8:30, and it includes a dinner, networking, and a panel of young Caymanian professionals discussing how they are using emerging technology. Now, space is limited for the evening, so organizers want those RSVPs in by the 16th of September. You just need to visit the Youth Services website. That is your local news on this Monday. I'm April Cummings from Radio Cayman's Newsroom.